Christmas season is here. Yay. Oh, joy, good times, gifts, and family, and togetherness, and all the other things that go with it. It's a holly jolly time, and everything else, and Christmas music to the point they've been playing since, like, like July. Or yeah. maybe more like Halloween. I don't know. But I had a situation when I was a kid, and it's a traumatizing one. And
I was waiting for the gut punch. We're not even 30 seconds into this episode, and you're like, Christmas is wonderful, but guess what happened to me?
Do I tell too many dark things? You've said this before. I get emails that say, man, we love it, but are you okay? So should I not share this? Should we talk about something?
No, it's out there. We now need to talk about this. What happened? What did you do?
Well, you know,
did you slaughter on Christmas Eve?
No. I was just a little boy at the time. I was probably 7 or 8 years old. Aww. And we had a little dog called Shushy, who was a schnauzer dog. It was a stray, you know.
That's
and the dog always, she would, lick her butt and make a lot of noise, cleaning herself, so because she had wiry hair.
Oh, yeah, they get into it. You hear the...
Right. When I was a kid, she'd be like, shh, shh, to the dog, shh, shh.
That's where it got its name?
And that's how she got her name. So it was me and Shushy and Mom.
It could have been worse. The dog's name could have been...
Yeah, it's hard to put that on a license or a... In fact, it could go a lot of different directions with that sound effect that are not probably appropriate for everyone at any given time. It's all kinds of sick and wrong. We'll leave that to you. I'll go dark. You'll go sick. It looks perfect.
And so that's our formula. That's where we live.
That's true. It's a wheelhouse. That's how it's pitched to the people who. Well, we haven't pitched.
That is our standing in filth. That is what we do.
Filth. I don't like the way that sounds either. This has gone to a really bad place. We're really talking about filth, and we're trying to talk about Christmas. Holy crap. This is the year the tree tried to kill my mom. It was terrible bad. Well, you know, because I'm half a Jew, we had the Hanukkah bush, and then we had the...
The bush does not want to have anything to do with it?
Well, no, because it's small. The bush isn't going to kill anybody. It's such a small shrub. And you got, blue bulbs on there and silver bulbs and that. And we try to keep all the family happy, you know. So it's me and Shushy, and we got a big tree. It's exciting, and it's dark outside, and it snowed. It's probably evil cold. I don't know. I'm like 8. It's been a long time ago. I don't fully remember. But this will always stay with me. And so my mom is putting, what is it, tinsel, I guess? You know, you got to put... And I could reach the lower stuff.
Tinsel's the stuff that... The thin strands that are about a foot long that you hang from the tree.
Yes.
Needles. Garland is the
stuff you wrap around.
Wraps around.
You could wear it like tinsel. I knew a woman, I shouldn't say girl, it sounds bad. She had it was like a boa. It's kind of like a boa, but for a tree. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a tree boa. So we have some of the tree boas.
Did this boa thing have anything to do with Christmas whatsoever?
No. Well, it's all
sounds
the tree.
Like it's a fun story. I hope you weren't 8 when that happened.
No, I wasn't, but I don't think it scarred me or anything. In fact, it's a nice memory. I might have to excuse myself before this damn show is over. For personal reasons. Anyway, the jury is there, and mom is there, and you shouldn't have tinsel with the tiny dogs, by the way, but we didn't know at the time.
Oh, no, because they eat it, and then they poop it out, and you find,
I can slice them. Yeah, you don't want to pull it fast out of their rectum, because it'll slice the... You don't think about
that. Okay, first of all, you don't want to pull anything fast... out of anybody's rectum.
Or
ever.
Anywhere else for the most... Well, depends.
Well, I mean... But you don't yank it like an outboard motor or anything like that.
No. That would be all kinds of bad. You end up the emergency bed that way. Yeah. And then from shush to holy crap, you're bleeding from your butt. That's not good. And this is terrible because we're talking Christmas time. It's inappropriate and I apologize to those offended. But get over it already. Grow up. Listen to another episode then. Is that bad? You shouldn't tell people to do that, should you?
No, listen to all the episodes, but just
you're
getting into.
Wait a minute. This is, by the way, Chubby and Stick is good to give to the family and friends. So share it with them this holiday season, and then you can find out how the tree attacked my mother, Nilda killed her when I was 8 years old.
So she was put on tinsel, right?
She was put on tinsel and bulbs. I don't know.
So was that the end? Well, wait, is that important?
Well, no, not necessarily. I was trying to paint the picture. It's cold, it's Christmassy, it's snowy outside. Inside,
Shush is
there's
pooping
candles
out,
and
little turds with tinsel, you know, so he's like making his own little.
That hadn't happened yet. It was early in the season, still decorating. So I don't know, there's probably Christmas string on. It was popcorn. Back when you turned the TV on, instead of streaming it, there was a channel that would play the Yule log because we didn't have a fireplace. So the Yule log's on the TV. I'm setting the stage. And I'm sitting there and I'm tired. I'm trying to stay awake. And even as a half a Jew, I'm waiting for the Santa. I haven't quite figured out that, you know, we don't have a chimney. So I don't know where the fat man's getting in the house, but I'm eager. You know what
I'm
saying?
You were waiting for Hanukkah Harry at all, or had the 8 days already passed?
I don't know how that worked. I had to check back at how old I was and where that fit in. We tried to embrace everything. I love all the holidays. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we're there. But Christmas had me for a while. I was troubled. Here's what happened. So at some point, I'm sitting back on the sofa, and she's telling me that I've done all I can do, and she wants to put a star on the tree on the top. That's a big deal. So she's on the step ladder, and it's up there, and I wasn't tall enough, but I wanted to do it, but she was like, no, sit down. So I did what I was told because I was 8, and often that's what you do. Otherwise,
and it's Christmas Eve, and you don't fuck around with your mom on Christmas Eve. Because
no, you don't want to beat down. You don't want to be disrespectful, and then you don't want to screw up the Christmas day because that's the morning when all the good stuff comes. You can't hardly stay awake anyway. I'm tired because it's late, but she's trying to get it decked out, and she works a lot, and it's the good time. So all in the middle of all of this, she just falls out. And she starts to fall and grabs the tree and then hits the ground and there are broken bulbs everywhere. The dog starts barking.
Wait,
like she's
does the tree come down too?
The tree comes down. Mom comes down. The bulbs are down. They're breaking everywhere. There's candles. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Wait, candles? What are you doing? Did you grow up in 1825 or something?
Yes, it's true. I'm the oldest man you know. It is unbelievable. I am so old that it was like 1912, actually. And we came from the hill. No. So, but she has candles. You know, it's nice. It's a nice scene, except for the fact that now she's fallen out. The tree's on the ground. The dog's going crazy. Their bulb's broken, and I get up. I'm freaked out. I'm starting, you know, because I'm 8, and mom's on the ground.
Mom.
Yeah, not good. Nothing good about
this.
She's nothing
back there licking her butt.
Yeah, the dog. I don't know. The dog was thinking I guess the tree was attacking mom. So the dog's like, it's like serious. And I got to get the dog out of the way. And
mom, I wish there was video of this because I would. Watch
oh my
the
god, I really wish I could because
it would go viral so fast.
I'm so disturbed even thinking about it now. Actually, she's out cold. And I don't know what to do.
Wait, she got knocked out? Like serious?
Right. What? I don't know if she got knocked out at the time or what the deal was. And I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah.
What did you guys do to this tree?
I didn't know. Well, but here's what happened. She apparently had been feeling a little sickly, which, you know, at the time, I don't know. So she passed out. She got lightheaded. And instead of, like, as it came on her too fast for her to get down and sit down, she passed out.
So it's your fault because you weren't there to help her. You didn't spot her on the ladder.
You know, look, I'm an only child, and I got some issues about taking responsibility and ownership for things, so much so that stuff is not even mine, because it's genetic. It's the half-Jew thing. Mom taught me how to have guilt, and then I had genetic guilt already there. Yeah. So there's a lot going on at Christmas anyway in my head, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm thinking, this is clearly my fault, and I don't know what to do. And it's before 911, but I got to go get the phone, which, by the way, everybody didn't have a phone in their hand, tip, tap, clip, click, slide, it's everything. Okay, she won't wake up. Is she not okay? Got to get the phone. Got to get the phone from the other room.
Back then, people talk about like wasn't just hit operator. You hit this, and that's got you. Whoever you need to talk to.
Well, right. So, but I got to get the damn phone to do that. So I got to go.
Literally two less buttons to push. Or spin.
I was 8. Don't hate on me for not doing the right thing at the right time in the right way. She's still alive. She didn't
I'm
die.
I'm second-guessing all of your decisions
it's unbelievable.
More than 40
years
later.
Yes, it'd make it even worse. Now, you realize I'm going to obsess over this now. After the vegan Thanksgiving visitation situation, now I got to worry about this going back Christmas to when I was 8.
You're going to be at Christmas with your mom this year, and you'll be like, Mom, I'm so sorry. I'm in the kitchen. I dialed the number faster.
I think we're gonna go out. I think we're gonna do Chinese. That'll be the family thing this year. So we can have that, and then you get like a fortune cookie, and then figure out how good it's gonna be or how bad. You know, and always the lucky numbers. So she comes to. I did not call for help because she came to before I did and told me to hang up the phone. She was going to be fine. And she had like a flu-y, kind of like a flu thing or something.
Oh, so she was sick. She was ill.
Yeah, she passed out. But at 8, you don't know. Mom's dead. It's Christmas. The dog's going crazy. It's terrible.
Well, I mean, was she like bleeding out of the ear or anything like that? But you were 8, so you didn't know first aid. You didn't know
what
to look
for. No, I don't know. I know nothing at this point. I know that in the morning there's going to be gifts. I kind of have an idea about the jolly guy. And so... She's
that's right, everybody. Stick killed Santa Claus.
Don't. What is wrong with you? Don't. He's Stick and I'm Chubby for this particular episode. If that's the case, he's the killer, not me.
What?
No. So no. All right, maybe not. So she comes to. She's like, everything's fine. She's got to. You know, we got to sweep everything up. She's not right, and I'm freaked out. And the dog. So that was. That was, and I was worried, but she, it was okay. She was sick, and everything is fine. And I don't even know how to close this out.
How was she the next day? Was she just like sick in bed? Did that?
Well, it was very uneventful. I don't know what you got to do. I mean, you know, we weren't going caroling or anything. We had some other families' houses that we were supposed to be going to. I think we just stayed at the house and chilled, ate food, and had some gifts and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was the year that the tree attacked and nearly killed my mom. It was very traumatizing.
So, wait, who drew first blood on this? Because if you say, you make it sound like the tree attacked your mom, but
that's how it seemed.
Did she threaten the tree somehow?
She might have under her breath. She could have been. She might have been MFing the tree. She didn't talk that way until much later in my life. And she'll hate the fact that I said that she does now. Anyway, once in a while she'll say something that like drops out like that, and I'm still at this age as a grown man and go, huh? What? Why are you talking that way? There's something wrong. But no, she grabbed the tree, I guess, trying to keep from falling.
She and of grabbed course, the tree and it's like, I'm going to cut you, man.
Right, she's I'll hugging the tree. Right.
Did the Star Trek fight music sound when you, like, did you hear the dun, 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 as she's like.
You realize now I'm going to dream, like, that's exact. And that was about the right window of time in reruns. It was all about the reruns of the Star Trek and the Tribbles and all the other
like,
stuff.
Mid-70s or something.
Let me do the mind meld. Let me grab your clavicle and knock you out, you know, whatever. Oh, yeah. The only close is mom didn't die. We had Christmas after all. We got the tree back up. We got fresh water in the tree. The lights didn't like get all jacked up. The bulbs had to be replaced. The dog didn't die from tinsel out the ass. And everything's fine. But from then on, I was serious about going up
I'm
and
assuming
climb the tree.
From that point on, you're like, Mom, I'll put the fucking star on the tree.
That's pretty much how it has gone, and it'll go this season, too, given a chance. If there's a tree, I don't know. The bush is safer because it's lower to the ground. There's no falling from that unless you got a big shrub that, I mean, what kind
yeah,
of
if
shrub
you fall
gets that big?
If you fall decorating the Hanukkah bush, you've had way too much eggnog. That's
exactly what I'm saying. And there's nothing wrong with some eggnog on the. I don't like eggnog, but I mean, I like the stuff they put in there to get it juiced up. If you know what I mean.
I'll have the eggnog. Hold the eggnog. I'll take just the rum. What about fruitcake? Do you like fruitcake?
I had a fruitcake that held open a door in my office for about 8 years, and it was a gift. And I have come to find that there are good fruitcakes. But I have only had one or two. Many a bad fruitcake to the point where I had one that was the doorstop. You like the fruitcake? Is fruitcake good?
Fruitcake is good when it's soaked in rum.
Well, everything is better in rum.
Well, I mean, cockroaches aren't better in rum.
High protein, cleaner than you'd think they are. You don't want them in the house, but I would try.
You are selling cockroaches way more than anyone should.
Well, coming from a guy who's had mealworms, crickets, and grasshoppers, not just because the pet turtle eats them, but because when I was at a fair.
You're hungry one day.
I'm so hungry now that I think about it, but for none of that stuff. You know what? I want a good rum-soaked fruitcake right now would be good. Some turkey. I like ham. The half-Jew thing gets weird that way, but you pick your spots in life, you know. They're cleaner now than they were back in the day. I think that's what I like shrimp, too. What are you going to do?
I'm going to eat.
I think you're gonna eat. So, what
and
do you?
I wish for the best for Mama Stick here. So that
yeah,
she
me,
has
me
a,
too. She's fine.
A safe she and healthy tree decorating this year.
No tree ladder climbing, star placing, falling over, knocked out. And at this point, I know CPR because I'm a grown man.
Good for you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
At Festivus and Kwanzaa and Hanukkah, and is there anything I left out? Enjoy the day, whatever it is you embrace. Do it. Do it right.
You've been listening to The Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate The Chubby and Stick Podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to The Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to The Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.